This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. We are back for a fifth season, and I'd like to thank all of you for your continuing support of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and I'd like to thank Hooters. They have been sponsoring this podcast, presenting-wise, Season 2, Season 3, Season 4, and now they are back for Season 5. And I want to say off the top that at this point, jumping right ahead to what we normally start to talk about in terms of organizing podcast leagues, and we first did this with one league, season two of the podcast, then we went to two leagues, season three. Last year, we had three leagues. We had what I call the Todd Wright Tour League. We had the league that includes Ira Kaufman of JoeBucksFan.com, and we created the Moneyball League, which was a smaller league where I had the first pick in the draft and no other draft selections. I had to assemble my team beyond the first pick entirely with free agents, waiver claims, and making trades. And didn't work out great for me, but I did win some games. I learned some things, and I plan on bringing back all three of these leagues this year. One of the things in our discussion with Hooters that has been such a wonderful presenting sponsor and host to us, as they have hosted all of our draft events, and even last year we did a regular season finale get-together at the Hooters on Hillsborough Avenue, just west of Northdale Mabry. As it stands right now, we're not going to get together all at once there. This is their decision, and it's simply based on COVID-19 protocols and avoiding large gatherings. And if you were part of our draft night last year, you know we really packed in tight the entire front half of the restaurant on Hillsborough Avenue. Right now wouldn't be a good idea to do that. It's also why, and most of you know, I host Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, and I have continued to host my Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, but I haven't been able to do indoor functions at my golf tournaments like I normally would, where I would provide a meal and a prize ceremony and a prize draft. So as it stands right now, I'm still planning to do podcast leagues, but we will not be drafting at Hooters and will likely be drafting one league at a time, which actually makes more sense for me because then I can be either playing in each league and or the commissioner of each league. And that way I have some more interaction with my players, whether you are a returning player or you want to be a new player in one of our fantasy podcast leagues. So we will have those somewhere else, and I haven't even thought about where those will be. But that's one of the changes based on what's going on that Hooters, at least for now, and at which point, look, if we get to a point, we hope, we certainly hope we do, where things are getting better, and I can reach out to Hooters and say, do you want a regular season finale party on for the last Monday night game of week 13? And if they say yes, then we'll go. But as far as the draft parties, they will be separate, and we'll do them another way. But it doesn't change the fact that I'm thrilled Hooters is back for a fourth straight season on the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. And sure, there's a lot we don't know. Worst case scenario, we do these fantasy football drafts, and they're all for nothing. And that would suck. Best case scenario, we do our fantasy football drafts, and we play on schedule, a full 13-week regular season, followed by playoffs in week 14, 15, and 16, everything on schedule. The truth is probably going to be somewhere in between. So we're all going to have to roll with that just so we have the escape and the enjoyment of fantasy football for the upcoming season. So I just wanted to walk you through immediately one of the changes to what we normally do here, which is organize players one night at a Hooters location in Tampa. Usually it's the location on West Hillsborough Avenue. As of right now, we're not planning to do that. It doesn't change the fact that I'm planning to do podcast leagues and hopefully get many people who played in any of the three leagues last year to return. We've just got to figure out a different way to do the drafting. If ultimately everybody's most comfortable drafting online, we'll do that. I don't like doing that because I like seeing people. And I think if we still have a league of anywhere from, well, the Moneyball League was only 8 franchises, but I think we could, with social distancing in a room, still have leagues of 12 or 14. We'll just be smart about getting together and where we do it, and I think we'll pull it off. So I'll work on that in the coming weeks, start setting dates, start soliciting those of you to email me that want to play. You don't have to worry about it right now. And we'll go from there. But this is just reestablishing that the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast is back for season 5. I do plan on making regular appearances again on VSiN, the Vegas Stats and Information Network, with my friend Gil Alexander, who hosts the Numbers Game every morning, Monday through Friday, to talk fantasy football, and being available to you via email as well. For the last, 3 seasons, I've answered every email at ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, an email address dedicated specifically to fantasy football, independent of my golf tournaments, independent of the Todd Wright Toddcast, which is now up to 112 episodes. It's just a dedicated fantasy football, sort of an email hotline that you can use in the days leading up to Sunday. I always say, never email me on Sunday. I got my own leagues to worry about that I play in and commission. I can't help you last minute on Sunday. So as long as you email me before you go to bed on Saturday night, I can get a response to you. Sundays, I have enough to do on my own, independent of the email. And I apologize for that, but it's just me saying, look, you got 6 days in a week to email me. Use one of those 6 days. And even if you have a question on Sunday, like, well, what if this happens? Give me a plan A or a plan B. Let me know what you're thinking, and I'll respond to it. My social media, of course, is at ToddWright2020 on Instagram, at ToddWright2020 on Twitter. The Twitter is synced up with the Instagram. Everything that I post on Instagram will find its way on Twitter. There's no unique content on Twitter. And of course, my Facebook page is simply my page. It's not a page for, I don't do multiple pages. I promote my golf tournaments and my webcasts and my podcasts and my television appearances all in one place. It's just my personal Facebook page on Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida. So I'll save some of the player rankings for future episodes of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. It wouldn't be me if I didn't at least say, please, for those of you who haven't done this, please, please consider what I've been telling you for the last 5 years. If you are the commissioner of a league or you are considering some changes in how you structure your league for this year, the mandatory tight end played every week in fantasy football is so 20th century. There are not enough quality tight ends to go around for leagues of any size. There's roughly 3 to 5 legitimate tight ends out there, all of which who essentially 80% of the time do not have a hand on the ground and are lining up as a big version of a wide receiver anyway. And you really need to modernize your fantasy football league, eliminate the mandatory tight end position, and you do it without eliminating tight ends. We're not taking George Kittle or Travis Kelce or Zach Ertz or Rob Gronkowski is back. We're not taking them away from fantasy football. We're just evaluating them on the same level as wide receivers, which I can argue is essentially the position they play 80% of the time anyway. So when you're setting up your league this year, rather than just doing the automatic click mandatory tight end, go to the next line down in most cases where there is a wide receiver slash tight end flex and click that box instead of tight end, and you will have a more modern league that will also be a lot more fun to play in. And it'll also eliminate a lot of the questions that so many of you have once you get to the bye weeks about what tight end do you pick up for one game, trying to literally hit a lottery ticket for what? 2 catches, 28 yards, and maybe a touchdown. The mandatory tight end is not only outdated, once the bye weeks hit, it's not worth your time. If you make it a wide receiver tight end flex, the value of the big name tight ends is there. The value of the second tier of tight ends, roughly 6 or 7 or 8 of them, is there. But at least you have the option in a particular week or over the entire season of not worrying about the tight end position at all. Yet, if you feel Rob Gronkowski is worth it, you can draft him and play him every week your heart desires. And you know what? Even if you're one of those people that you love the tight end, you love Gronk, you love Kittle, you love Ertz, you love Kelce. Think about it this way. Let's say they stay healthy. Let's say they play every game. In their bye week, wouldn't it be easier for you to not worry about picking up some rando tight end for 1 week and you've got to cut a player that you don't want to cut just to find another tight end to play to see if you can get a random touchdown and 30 yards. The wide receiver tight end flex allows you to just sit that week out. Sit out the week of your marquee tight ends bye week. You don't have to worry about picking up some tight end for one game. There is nothing negative about switching from the mandatory tight end in a fantasy league to the wide receiver tight end flex position. There's nothing negative about it. Do it. And I will remind you every Todd Wright Fantasy Football podcast to do it before the season starts. The Todd Wright Fantasy Football podcast is, of course, presented by Hooters. The original Hooters brand has a dozen locations in the greater Tampa Bay area to serve you. Of course, our home base for the last few years has been the location on Hillsborough Avenue, just west of Northdale Mabry, just a little north of Raymond James Stadium. Thank you, thank you, thank you to Hooters for 4 seasons in a row now of title sponsorship of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast. I really appreciate you staying on board, all things considered, as we all look to the 2020 football season, not knowing if we're going to get it all or if we're going to get nothing or something in between. But as long as we have something to look forward to, I will do these podcasts and Hooters will be the sponsor. Thanks for listening to this season premiere edition of the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and we'll talk to you again real soon.